Michigan's attorney general has petitioned the high court to tell the state of Illinois to temporarily close navigational locks that lead to Lake Michigan. Scientists say the Asian carp may just be a few miles from the lake, and closing the locks is seen as a way to separate the lake and the big fish. In effect, the Supreme Court is being asked to reopen a long-running legal case that allows Illinois to divert lake water to send treated wastewater toward the Mississippi River. Andy Buxbaum of the National Wildlife Federation says it's not a stretch to reopen the diversion case.
Well, the relief sought is extraordinary, but these are extraordinary times and extraordinary threats to the Great Lakes. So if anything could get the Supreme Court to act quickly and to change, to modify the way the Chicago diversion works, it would be this threat from these monster carp.
A group of barge owners is already blasting Michigan's effort, calling it potentially costly to consumers if more goods have to be shipped by truck or rail. Lynn Munch of the American Waterways Operators says closed locks would block barges that bring goods to the region.
Wisconsin, there are several shipments a year that come off the rivers and go up to the Port of Milwaukee and back. But within Chicago, there is a lot of products, including petroleum products, including the fuel for jets out of O'Hare.
A spokesperson for Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Van Hollen will review the documents Michigan has submitted to see whether Wisconsin wants to join Michigan's case. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.